This content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. The opinions expressed in the podcast are not those of Hearts Unite the Globe, but of the hosts and guests, and are intended to spark discussion about issues pertaining to congenital heart disease or bereavement. Hello and welcome to Fun Fact Friday, a special Heart to Heart with Anna podcast for Heart Month, February 2022. Each Friday this month, we have been giving fun facts with Frank Jaworski, my favorite fun fact guy. This is our last one. I'm kind of sad because this has really been fun for me to learn new things. And last week, we even got a bonus fun fact. So how cool is that?
That was a lot of fun.
I think it was fabulous.
I'm enjoying this very much.
I think it's been so much fun. Okay, for those of you who don't know, Frank Jaworski happens to be my husband. He is also an advanced practice nurse. He's a certified registered nurse anesthetist. And even though he's not necessarily a specialist at work with pediatric cardiology, we happen to have a son who was born with a congenital heart defect. So we have learned about pediatric cardiology the hard way, wouldn't you say, Frank?
Yes, we have. We've learned things we never thought we'd care about.
Absolutely. So today for Fun Fact Friday, Frank, would you please tell us why some people who have bicuspid aortic valves may live their entire lives and never even know it, but other people become sick and require surgery to repair it?
Well, that's an interesting question. The reason it's referred to as a bicuspid aortic valve is that a normal aortic valve is a tricuspid. It has three leaflets that open. A tricuspid valve is able to convert from a closed valve to an open valve with a much larger valve area. That's a good thing. You want the valve to close competently when it wants to be closed so it can prevent backflow of blood and open wide when it's necessary for blood to flow forward. A bicuspid valve occurs in about 2% of the population. It actually is twice as likely in males than females.
Well, that's a fun fact I didn't know. It's twice as likely to occur in males
than
females?
Yes.
Wow. Do we know why?
I do not know if there's a reason that's connected to gender. I don't know. Obviously, there's a reason connected to gender, but I don't know what the reason is.
Okay.
In certain populations, it's much more common. Anybody who has a bicuspid aortic valve, anyone who is a first-degree relative of patients with bicuspid aortic valves, that means a parent, a sibling, or a child of theirs has a 25% chance of having a bicuspid aortic valve himself. Now, the reason a bicuspid aortic valve is dangerous is because with the decreased blood flow comes two possible problems. One is that it's possible the valve may be too tight in terms of the aperture. So it's hard for the ventricle to squeeze blood out through that valve, which makes the ventricle grow bigger and thicker walled in order to create the pressure necessary. This is not good because it also means the pressure coming out past the valve has more abrupt ejection. So bicuspid aortic valves can be associated with aortic aneurysms because of this rapid change in pressure after the valve. It causes the vessel to dilate and cause an aneurysm. The other problem that can happen is the valve may not close competently at the end, and so you get leakage backwards between heartbeats, and that means you have decreased cardiac output. Both these are bad things. Some people go their entire lives and never have a problem with their valves, but about 30% of those who have bicuspid aortic valves can have severe problems and require surgery or intervention of some kind. Fortunately, it's not necessarily true that you have to have an open chest procedure. There are less invasive procedures, one's commonly called a TAVR, transarterial valve replacement, in which a catheter is placed with a wire on it up the femoral artery, up the aorta, into the aortic valve, and they can put a replacement valve in place over that wire. It's not without risk, but it's safer than an open chest procedure.
Fascinating. I know somebody who's very famous who had a bicuspid aortic valve and had to have surgery for it. Do you know who it is, Frank?
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm talking about Robbie Benson, the voice of the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. So that's my fun fact for Fun Fact Friday. And I read his memoir some years ago called I'm Not Dead Yet. His bicuspid valve really did cause him problems, and he has required multiple open heart procedures, he was afraid it would end his career as an actor.
Actually, I'm surprised I didn't recall that because I read that book too. The book, in fact, is directly behind you on our library shelf.
It is directly behind us in the section I have of my heart books.
Absolutely. Okay.
Well, friends, that concludes our very last February Fun Fact Friday. And I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Frank. You've always been wonderful at having trivial knowledge, but also knowledge that's really important. And I feel like the fun facts that we discussed this month really were important.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I always have fun doing it. I know people say that I know a lot of trivia, but trivia does not necessarily mean it's unimportant facts. It might just be facts that most people don't know.
Right. Right, absolutely. And this, folks, is why Frank and I generally do win the trivia contests where we go on cruises or we go to different places, because I have Frank on my side. Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed Fun Fact Friday, and I hope you won't miss the very last episode of our Saturday Success Stories for February 2022. The last one is with a Louisiana legend, Dr. Terry King. He will be telling us his success story about how he and Dr. Mills came up with the first implantable device used in children to close ASDs. So it's a really amazing program. You won't want to miss it. Hope you have a great day. And remember, my friends, you are not alone.